How big was the stack?
Oh, it was about that high, right there, big and about full. And he had a pot for me in that room. You put about 14 rows to the stack, you know, 7 on each side.
Sure. How long would it take you to gather a stack?
I have put up, if a person, a good boy, can put up 20 stacks, put it up nice and right, can put up 20 stacks a day, but he be worked, he don't be played. I had some boys, and I know some young men could put up 40 stacks a day, but they be putting them up running. I have toted 25 bundles far on my shoulder. They pull far, you know, they don't pull far now. They pull the far on the tie.
Now this is corn.
Yeah, some far from corn, they tie up in bones, and you have to tote it, and then it's haul it and stack it up half of the stock feet, but they quit saving for it. I don't know how come they quit doing it.
And if you told somebody you did that, you'd say, well, yesterday I, 20, how would you say that?
Yesterday when we had to get, you know, they pull the fart and let it stay 2-3 days and take
and
hang.
How did they pull it? Did they cut it off? Or
no, put it down the strip. Put 3 or 4 bones.
Took the leaves off of it. Strip the leaves.
And tied them. And when they dry, one would go ahead and tie, put about 6 of them together and throw them over there on the line, and that would be a bone. One bone. And then you take up, and then there'd be some coming on behind. We'd be picking it up. Mm-hmm. And I put 25 bones, just choked it, trying to get through with it. Mm-hmm.
Did that just left the stalk sticking up out in the field?
Yes, that's the stalk and the cone.
And what happened to the stalks then?
Nothing. It stayed there till the cone got ready to pull.
Oh, the ear was left on it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then what did you call that very top stuff on the corn? The little.
Yeah, that's the tulsa.
Uh-huh. And around the ear is a. The leaves that are around the ear of corn that you have to pull off.
The silk.
And what about that little fine thread-like stuff that's on the ear?
Silk, we call it. Mm-hmm. Silk.
And, well, that's interesting. That was the leaves then that were stripped off that way were green.
Yeah.
And then they gathered that in for, what did they call it, hay or fodder?
Fodder. They got off the stalk. They called it fodder. But then they didn't bother to shuck off the cone, you know, till the cone got.
Right, okay, well then they came and picked the corn. What happened to that stalk that was left?
Oh, they had a stalk cut and cut that stalk up.
For feed? Or?
It stayed on the ground.
Okay. And the top part of the barn where you put the things up there would be called the.
Yeah, up in the loft, they put those water and stuff up in the loft.
Okay, and what about you said they didn't have much wheat around here. What about the oat business? How did they go about gathering that a long time ago?
They cut it and then thrashed it.
They cut it by with a machine?
With a binder, they called it. But now you see they cut it in it in the field and it thrash and go in the sack. Got a sack, you know, and it's full.
All at one time?
Yeah.
And when they used to cut it with a binder, the machine would go through?
Yes, a binder and they cut it
down. And then what happened?
It would tie a bone, throw it off, pick them up.
And you'd go through and get the bundles and do what?
When they got ready to thrash them, they'd thrash it, you know, go have a meal out of sod out in there and where they thrashed it.